bike all day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can have all your sexual sex questions answered.
You drunk already?
Sexual.
It's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. And
you
I'm
had
not
a couple martinis before?
I wish I had martinis. We need more power drinking lunches. I think that would be awesome.
One day when the Sex with Emily show has its own studios—
It will.
That's my dream. I promise we can drink as much as we want, and I'll be right there with you.
I know you will, and it'll be good times, and I can't wait for my empire.
But not like the Stitcher people are strict or anything like that. We're just respectful.
No, we just trying to be respectful that we don't drink at Stitcher, which we are at Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. It's an app you can download for your smartphone and listen to our podcast very easily.
Yeah, and they have a wonderful studio here in San Francisco.
Wonderful studio.
That we would like to have— One of our own one day, just like it.
Yeah, I want my own studio. I want my own empire.
Own bar, everything.
Everything. I want food for my employees.
Yeah.
I would like a refrigerator.
You know Wendy Williams?
Yes.
She, on her radio show, she has a full-on bar.
No
full
way. Bar. That's what I want. I want to do a nighttime show with a full bar where we're just drinking and hanging out like Andy Cohen in the in the clubhouse.
Yeah. Amazing.
Talking about sex.
It's
That's
a dream.
It. I just figured it out. I just figured out where we're going. Because as you all know, we have a TV show coming up on Bravo TV. It looks like it's going to be the fall premiering called Misadvised. And that's going to be the start of some exciting times. And we're going to launch our new empire after that with our own studio.
Be crazy.
I got a big announcement. It's May 1st, May Day. But more importantly, it's Masturbation Month.
Do we really need a month for masturbation?
Yes, we do. It's a masturbation month.
I think celebrate it every day.
But there's a reason why you should focus on Masturbation Month if you want to improve your sex life, improve your relationship to yourself, learn more about your body, your triggers, what turns you on, what turns you off. It's important to look at masturbation. So we're going to get into some tips and tricks about masturbation and some facts, actually. We've got some interesting facts in here and stats and things that you can do that are a little different to shake it up, Menace. Other hand. We'll get into that. We've got some emails from listeners. We've got some sex in the news. Today's show is brought to you by Jimmy Jane. Use coupon code SPRING for $25 off purchases of $100 or more. It's jimmyjane.com, jimmyjane.com. I'm obsessed with every one of their products, and you will be too if you go check them out.
Nice.
So what's up?
How's your day yesterday?
My day was good yesterday. Why? Did I not seem good? You looked
no.
at me. Oh, I was good. I met with my therapist in the evening that I hadn't seen in a while.
Really?
Yeah. She's more like a coach, business therapist kind
life
of thing.
Life coach?
Kind of like a life coach, but more complex than that. I can't explain it. But the point is, she made me feel better. Because I haven't gone in a while. I believe that everybody needs therapy. So when I prescribe to people and I'm like, you should go to therapy, it's not because believe me, I've been on in and out of therapy my whole life. I think it's important for people to do their own work. But I went back and she just said that I've been really stressed out lately.
Yes, of course. We all notice that.
But I've been stressed out. She's known me for like 6 years. She's like, this is always how you are. So I realized that this is how I'm stressed. I've got a lot going on with work. I'm trying to make a living here. Doing what I love, and it's hard sometimes. So she just told me to be easier on myself. So I went home and I watched Real Housewives of Orange County, and I didn't feel guilty about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't watch that one.
I like that one.
Orange County?
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah, all the fake boobs and plastic surgery. It's kind of fun. What did you do?
What did I do yesterday? Oh, very disappointing yesterday.
Why?
I got my pager in the mail, if you guys don't know.
Menace ordered a pager.
I ordered a Motorola Bravo.
Channeling 1996.
Yeah. A Motorola Bravo Plus pager online for $25 off of eBay. And I intend to get it hooked up with service. I found a place that provides service. But the one that I got wasn't the right frequency. So I had to return it. It has to go all the way back to Florida. They're going to reprogram it for me and then send it back.
Oh, my God.
And I need my pager for Las Vegas.
For
I'm going to Las Vegas. I need my pager.
Why the hell do you need your pager? You've got your cell phone.
So I can be flashy.
Dude, you're hilarious. When do you leave for Vegas?
Friday the 11th. So in 10
of
days.
Of May?
Yeah. And then I come back for a couple of days, and then I'm leaving on Friday again going back to Vegas.
That's awesome. It's all work stuff?
Yeah, kind of. Well, just meeting up with old friends.
So
first
you're gone
weekend.
The weekend the 18th too?
Maybe. The 18th?
I'm gone that weekend too. My mom's in town.
Oh, really?
We're going to a spa.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to be gone.
Okay.
And then it was so funny because I was talking to my friend on the phone who I will be in Vegas with. And I was telling her about how I'm buying all these old things that I really wanted. And then I bought a pager and I bought some Reebok pumps.
Right.
And she's like, well, you gotta wear them and sport all these things in Vegas. And I go, yeah. I go, the only problem is I might keep on getting escorted to the high roller table. So that
because
might be a problem.
Because they're going to think that you are so friggin' fancy, high roller.
Yeah, high roller with the Reebok
pumps. That
could
be a problem. That should be your worst problem.
In my
that should
pager.
Be your worst problem in Vegas. That or jail. I don't know where you're going to be led to. That's going to be fun, though.
It's going to be –
we had a blast in Vegas when we went a few weeks ago. I sure loved it there.
No, it's crazy. I got so many weekend trips.
That's good.
Keep on coming up. I just got like an hour ago saying, oh, I got to go to L.A. June 3rd. And then I'll be in June –
day after my birthday.
Yeah, and June 5th I have to be – no, not June 5th. The next weekend I have to be in San Diego. And then
– for work stuff.
In August I'm going to be in Chicago. Yeah. So much traveling.
I know. That's a problem because we're busy here. We need you.
I know, but I only – you know me. I only leave on weekends and I'm always back before Monday.
I just need you back here. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Fine.
Fine. Fine, fine, fine. So, yeah, we've got a little bit of sex in the news here.
Oh, I'm sure. Do you got this?
What?
Jessica Simpson finally just had a baby.
Yes, I didn't even put it down, but she had her baby.
Half hour ago or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like everyone kept showing pictures of her online like, yeah, really? You're still pregnant? Because she got pretty pregnant.
Well,
people
were saying that she was holding off the announcement of her having a baby for a magazine cover because she kept on getting trumped from like news stories that were taking over the magazine cover. So she wouldn't get paid for a magazine cover if she had her baby when a big news story was breaking.
But I thought you can't decide when you're having your baby unless she was having a C-section. You can't.
No, they said that she probably already had her baby, but they just didn't say anything.
Oh, so she was just
But I don't
hiding?
Know how you keep that stuff secret in Los Angeles.
That's not
because
true.
Every doctor and nurse is on the payroll for some
magazine.
Gossip site.
Yeah, so she had her baby. That's exciting. Maxwell or something is the name.
Maxwell.
For a girl. It's cute.
For a girl?
Yeah.
Maxwell?
Call her Maxie.
There was an artist named Maxwell in the 90s.
Right.
But I never heard of a female called Maxwell. Why do celebrities have to have weird names for babies?
I don't know.
Why?
Why can't they just have a normal name? Because they think they're superior and they don't want to do something like everyone else.
What?
I'm just going to have a kid name it John.
John. Good name. Solid
Thanks.
Name.
John and like, what's a girl's name? Stacy or Jen.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. I'm not really going to do that. But because people, it's a way of expressing their individuality. Whatever.
Stupid.
Okay. So our sex in the news, besides Jessica Simpson, and congrats to Jessica Simpson, is Tennessee bars school kids from holding hands because it could lead to sex. Lock up your daughters. It's time to play Ring Around the Rosies. Tennessee's House of Representatives on Friday passed a controversial gateway sexual activity bill. Jesus Christ. By a vote of 68-23, and it now awaits the governor's signature. Famously ridiculed by Stephen Colbert last month, the bill bans teachers and outside groups from promoting or condoning what it calls gateway sexual activity, a vague, nebulous definition that could mean anything from a peck on the cheek to the casual joining of two hands. This bill puts the onus on teachers and schools to curb these unseemly activities or risk lawsuits from parents. Additionally, sex ed classes are required to exclusively and emphatically promote abstinence in Tennessee. So if kids are like seen holding hands or touching, they are violating this bill. Gateway, it's a gateway drug. It's a gateway hand-holding that could lead to intercourse is what they're saying for school kids.
Well, what are your thoughts?
I kissed a boy in third grade on the playground.
See, it was all downhill. There should have been this bill.
No, I kissed
it.
A boy.
Should have been this bill.
No, maybe it was fifth grade. I kissed a boy behind the dump truck, behind the dumper stairs.
Slore.
He made me kiss him. He was like the bad boy. He grabbed me. He threw me behind the dumpster and he kissed me, like made out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so freaked out and I didn't want anyone to know. And I ran home. And then the next day, everyone knew and they were teasing me. And then I never kissed a boy again.
And then
you
became
grade.
The most popular girl in school.
No, I didn't.
Weak.
And then I didn't kiss a boy till 8th grade because that was enough for me. Yeah, that was my first real kiss, but it was kind of depressing because he was like a bad boy and made me do it. Okay, Armageddon inches even closer with Octomom's upcoming porno.
Oh, God, no.
So she declared bankruptcy, I guess, and so she is going to do a porn now because that's what everyone does when they need to make money, I suppose. So she'll make a lot more than the $10,000 she received early this year for posing topless. If it's anything like her previous life decisions with over $1 million in debt and with 14 mouths to feed for the next 2 decades, she's clearly weighed this deal out sensibly.
Yeah.
Poor woman. I mean, all those mouths to feed, all those kids, and now she's turning to porn.
She's insane.
She's insane though, right? Like yeah. She's literally like mentally
That's
insane.
Why no one's – if she was normal –
Right.
People would help her out. There'd
How is
be
she
like
so
many
insane,
companies.
Though? I don't really follow her. Like, what does she do that's so.
She's just out of her mind. She's not a sane woman.
Okay.
And if she was, like, there would be tons of companies helping her out and stuff
right,
like that.
Right,
but she's
right,
just
right.
like so.
She's not someone that people want to get behind and endorse.
Yeah, not at all. So, and check this out. If you want to see an Octomom porn, you got some effing problems. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, like who wants
no,
to see
who
her porn?
Who wants to watch it?
She's not
There's
even
people that
it, right?
want to watch it.
How do you know?
Or people went crazy to go see her topless photos, which
they did?
I didn't. I refused to go look at. I refused.
Wow.
There's no effing way I'm going to go
I
look at
this.
I feel
sad for her kids. Someone should like help her kids.
But a porno, wait, is it like I heard on the street it was like a self-pleasuring porno. Like she's not going to have sex with anybody. And who the hell would even pay to see that?
I don't know, but she's the mother of 14 friggin' children, and she's not well. Like, someone should, like, Child Protective Services should go
well,
in and help
Well, yeah, they're
her.
There all the time.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't follow it as much.
And she's, like, on welfare, and she's paying, like, $500 for haircuts and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
she's an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's famous, so she feels like she has to look good.
Dummy.
It's dumb. Okay, Brooklyn turns down a helping of Hooters. Hooters has met fierce resistance in their effort to redefine the term Brooklyn Bombers as the neighborhoods of Prospect Heights and Park Slope have fervently resisted the restaurant opening a chain near the new Nets Stadium. Hoping to cash in on the stadium's opening in September, the chain has applied twice to open up in the brownstone neighborhood, but local residents are not happy. I can't imagine a Hooters in Brooklyn. There goes the neighborhood. On Twitter, Josh Greenman tweeted, "Men of Brownstone, Brooklyn, pretend you're offended. Hooters go shopping in Park Slope. Hipster and yuppie moms don't want a Hooters in Brooklyn by the new Nets Arena. Guess what? No Brooklynite wants it." I can't imagine that Hooters is going to really – they didn't do it well here.
Some – yeah, not in San Francisco.
We're like a funky kind of Brooklyn.
Yeah,
San Francisco's got that. Why
I think it was just in a bad location for San Francisco. To be honest.
Fisherman's Wharf?
Yeah. It was – have you ever see where it was at? It was like the end of Fisherman's Wharf. It wasn't
yeah.
in a like really heavily populated area. And
it's
how
Hooters.
Can you – no, not that it was Hooters. How can you compete when people – it's nothing but people that are traveling from all over the country.
Right.
How can you compete with In-N-Out Burger being right next to
oh,
it?
That's like, true. In-N-Out Burger is amazing.
Yeah.
Do people know that from other countries how amazing In-N-Out
Burger
is?
Oh, like people from the East Coast, like the first thing that they do when they land here is get In-N-Out Burger.
I friggin' love them.
Every single artist, because I actually work pretty close to that In-N-Out Burger, like any famous person, they always go to the In-N-Out Burger first before coming to the radio station. Like,
so
it's
funny.
it's just a thing.
It's phenomenal.
Because the East Coast has White Castle, which isn't that
That's
great.
That's what I used to eat growing up.
Yeah, and so people from the West Coast just go there just to eat it because they can say that
right.
they ate White Castle. And then the people that come from the East Coast come to
In-N-Out
Burger.
I didn't realize that they were relevant. I mean,
yeah,
they
so
similar.
The Hooters and In-N-Out Burger are right next to each other, so there's no way it can compete with that.
Okay, I got it. That's why it shut down. No,
it was
boobs.
Location,
it was
location,
boobs
location.
Boobs are better burgers, and people pick the better burgers.
And it's cheaper. $5, you get a delicious
Hooters
meal.
Isn't cheap. They pay a lot. You have to spend a lot to see the
yeah.
boobs. Okay. Good to know. From breadwinners to bread makers, Generation X men spend far more time in the kitchen than their dads. In news that will prove distressing to all fathers who don't want to raise no sissies, the University of Michigan has reported that today's men are cooking up a relative storm compared to their dads.
Yeah, man.
While married women still prepare the majority of meals and single women still prepare 10 meals a week, whoa, single and married men are now cooking 8 meals a week and going grocery shopping at least once. That's good. Men are sharing with the housework. Yeah, not me. 10 meals a week. I mean, I haven't made 10 meals in my lifetime. I cannot imagine that.
Yeah, I cook. I've been cooking for myself forever because my parents got divorced when I was 6. And so my mom was working and then I'll get home to school earlier.
How'd you know what to make? Like, I would just make frozen dinners.
I just knew how to cook, man. I just watched my parents cook.
I never watched. I never saw them cook.
They didn't cook either?
They cooked. No, not really. My mom stopped when I was like 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good life. That explains more about me, right?
Yeah.
Because Menace thinks my entire childhood messed up my life.
But... It did.
Okay, what?
Your parents got divorced early.
Fear of commitment.
And now this is a revelation that your mom stopped cooking when you were 6. So that explains why you never have any food in your house because you don't cook.
I've never cooked anything.
Are you going to call your mom and yell at her?
Yeah, right now. Let's call her. And she'll be like,
I didn't learn to cook.
That's not true. She'll be like, I tried to teach you to cook, but you were my. She did cook.
What did you eat?
14.
What did you eat? She would just get takeout or you guys go eat to restaurants?
I mean, no, maybe she stopped when I was 10.
Okay.
And I think that's when they got divorced or she got divorced for the second time. I can't remember. But then I eat a lot of frozen dinners.
Delicious.
Like lean cuisines.
Hell yeah.
And like Hot Pockets or whatever they were
Lean Cuisines was really popular in the 80s.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
that
I
was ate. Huge.
I know. That was me. I was all about Lean Cuisine. It took 7 minutes in the microwave. That was a good meal. That was what I would make myself. I'll learn to cook one day. Okay, here's some emails that we got from the peoples. So thanks for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, dear Emily. I'm a 30-year-old female living in the Bay Area. Why is it that generations after mine have taken a huge step backwards regarding social relationships? I called a 24-year-old out on his disgusting remarks about a female who didn't respond to his text for 2 hours. His only response was to call me just as ugly as the girl. My response to his unimaginative "you're ugly" statement was, I do truly hope your sperm matches your verbal vomit as we don't really need your DNA infiltrating society. Any woman that sleeps with you will probably lack the ability to properly communicate with any mammal. His response, yeah, well, you're still ugly. Can you discuss and or explain why there's such a decline in basic human social interaction? Why is it hard for most people born in 1990 plus in the U.S. to have normal interactions with their peers and elders? And how do you feel about a mandatory year-long wilderness survival stint for every American after graduating high school? I am totally for it. Send them out in the wild alone with the clothes on their back, some matches, some rope, perhaps even dehydrated food to last a week and make them live off the grid for a year. Cheers, Ellie. This is from a premium Friends with Benefit member. She's from Menlo Park, California.
Menlo Park? What? Ooh, ooh.
What?
There's a lot. I was going to go to the high school in Menlo Park.
Oh, really? That would have been very
Menlo Atherton.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go?
It's so ghetto. It's not.
It's not nice?
No, it just happens
to be. Atherton sounds nice.
Yeah, but it mixes with a really bad area of town. So they share the same high school. But I think the bad area actually, they forced them to make their own high school. So. But at the time when I was supposed to go there, it wasn't a good time to go. Yeah.
Well, now it's a nice time probably, Menlo Park.
Probably.
Okay, so she's having this debate with this guy who's 24.
He's immature. Don't listen to his ass.
Do you really think kids born after 1990 in the U.S. have normal interactions with their peers and elders?
No.
It's not normal. Because you guys all grew up, everyone, not you, but you weren't born in 90, but grew up. My interns were all born like in 90, right?
Yeah, and the social interaction is way different. It's a lot more instant.
Right.
I was actually having lunch before here, and we were joking around about my pager, and because after lunch I had to go mail it back and get it fixed, and they go,
"Oh, this is how you spend your time."
Yeah, and my friend was like, "So, how am I going to get a hold of you now? If you don't have your pager."
Oh, he really thought that was
awesome. Just being, you know, joking. Right. I was like, imagine when we didn't have even pagers. Like, how did people even interact with each other? Like, and I was opening Instagram at the same time and talking. And I go, how would I know that my friend is having pizza right now? You know, like how would I even?
You didn't know shit then.
Yeah, how would I mean, know?
It's amazing
anything?
With pagers. Even you had to, you get the page and then you had to run to a payphone or a phone to call someone because you. They kind of came in with cell phones, pagers. So, but I remember having a pager without a cell phone.
People couldn't afford cell phones because it was so expensive then.
So we had pagers, and then you had to run to a payphone, put in a quarter,
call
someone.
See what was going on.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you didn't know if they were eating pizza or they were just standing over the Golden Gate Bridge and you can't see their pictures or their status. I think there's way too much fucking information about everyone right now. I don't care. Like, it's, I'm like deluged with information.
It's not that you don't care. It's just I feel that when we do end up seeing each other in real life at a dinner table or anything like that, we don't have as much shit to talk about.
Because everyone knows everything that's
going
on.
Everyone already knew you had pizza for lunch or you went on this amazing trip. Oh, yeah, I've seen all these photos. Like, what more are you going to tell me about the trip that I don't already know?
It's
you know?
True. My friend was telling me that he sat down with an uncle that he hadn't seen in years, but they're Facebook friends. And he sat down with him, and his uncle was like, he started to tell him, yeah, so I went on this trip to Alaska. He's like, yeah, I saw the photos. He's like, well, I'm in this relationship with this girl. Yeah, I saw that you were in a relationship. Like, there's nothing to share anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's all online. I don't understand why we do how it turned.
So
why do we all
about,
want to give so much?
It's funny because
so much information about ourselves.
When these social sites were starting, people were like, "Oh, no one's gonna want to share information like that. No one wants to, you know." But the internet has become a big, huge look at me.
Right.
That's what
it's
it is.
All look at me, look at me, look at me.
Look
I want
at me.
More attention. I want to be the most popular. I
need
have
the most followers.
Friends.
Yeah. This is look at me and look what
Speaking
I'm doing.
Speaking of which, you should follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily.
Yeah, White Menace on everything.
White
too.
Menace.
And it just becomes where so much look at me is happening that you honestly don't really even care what everyone else is doing too as much.
Right, you really don't.
Because you're just waiting to tell them everything
and seeing
that you're
how
doing.
Many people like what you're doing.
Yeah.
It seems.
But I posted that picture on Instagram of my pager. And it got over like 120 likes.
People knew what it was.
Oh, yeah. But it's funny. Another DJ who was born in the 90s, he's like the youngest radio DJ in my building.
Right.
And I pulled out the pager and I go, hey, dude, check this out. And he had no clue what the F it was.
Right. I'm sure.
At all.
Well,
he's like,
pagers weren't around that long. Were they 10 years?
He's like, is that a garage door opener?
Right. Like, it looks like a garage
he
door opener.
He honestly had no clue what the F it was.
Yeah. It's
it was
weird.
Funny.
It is funny. It was,
and do you know what else?
What?
Some Sex with Emily listeners are following me on Instagram because I posted a picture of the dog, my favorite dog again.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And then they commented and said, oh, I thought Sex with Emily said that you hated dogs.
Yeah.
I don't hate dogs.
You just hate my dog.
I just – no. The whole argument with you is you having a dog.
It wasn't a good move.
It's not a good move for you.
It's been really challenging.
Yeah.
She's in my office right now and she cries. She looked at me with these little eyes when I was leaving. Yeah. And it was just sad.
Just give them to one of your ex-boyfriends. Pick one.
Well, one of my ex-boyfriends is the baby daddy already, so he's already got it.
It's ridiculous.
I know. But then he's kind of my ex-boyfriend and sort of adopted another dog with another girl last week and I'm kind of jealous.
Wow.
None of my friends are having kids. They're just adopting dogs.
Your ex, he's a little player.
He's getting around. He's like, this woman he's out with just got a dog, and I think I'm going to help her watch. I'm like, you're already a baby daddy. You can't take on another dog.
Wow. Okay. Look how quick you get jealous. You say that you don't get jealous.
I don't get jealous, but I just don't want to shit. No, Daisy needs her daddy. He can't be splitting his time with another dog. I'm serious. Okay, next email. Dear Emily, I have to tell you the nervousness that I'm having typing this, so please be gentle. In the last few months, I've started listening to podcasts and stumbled across yours last week. I've listened to about 5 or 6, starting with episode 93 on June 25th, about a place where couples learn to understand how to please each other sexually. I can't believe that exists. I struggle accepting that pleasing myself is okay. Masturbation has always been wrong. How to please a woman I've had to learn on my own. With still not knowing, I ask myself what woman would want to get involved with someone they have to teach, so I don't try. I have such a difficult time picturing what love is like that I don't try to picture it anymore. The last time I asked a lady out and we went out was last year in July. I try to take in your show, but at times it's overwhelming, but I can't live life alone, so I'm trying to take it all in. Thanks for any guidance you could pass my way. Oh, he didn't sign his name. His name's not on here. Okay. So I'm not sure what episode 93 was about a place where couples learn to understand how to please each other sexually. It might have been One Taste in San Francisco. And it sounds like you've got a lot of issues that stem from your childhood, perhaps.
What, Chase? That's that cult, right?
Yeah. Masturbation, you feel like has been wrong. We're actually doing a whole show about masturbation today because it is Masturbation Month. And I think that there are a lot of people raised with the notion that, or the belief that masturbation is wrong, like that, you know, they'll go blind. A lot of guys were have to hide it from their parents. Women are taught things too.
Every time you masturbate, a puppy dies.
Exactly. So none of that is true.
Anakin.
Oh, did you put your meow?
A little cat dies every time you masturbate.
I want to see a cat right now. So I think that there are so many places you can learn to please each other sexually. And it just sounds like you're really overwhelmed by it right now. But there are books you can read. There are listen to the podcast. Every day we give tips. I have a book called Hot Sex, over 200 things you could try tonight with like really easy tips and great photos. You can get on Amazon that can teach you these things. So do some reading. Do some research. And don't be so nervous around the ladies. They're not expecting you to know everything. And if anything, have them tell you what you want. Say, what do you want? What do you need when you're fooling around with them? And have them tell you, because men aren't supposed to know everything. Believe me, most guys don't know what they're doing, I would say. And you have to give them some tips. And that's where masturbation comes in, because with masturbation, you really, really learn your own body. And you can be like, wow, that felt cool. Like, masturbation shouldn't just be you do the same thing every time. You should try to do different things so you learn your body more and you learn what turns yourself on as well. So all I can tell you is not to be so hard on yourself. And I'm passing along guidance every day to you, because you said, you know, thanks for passing the guidance along. And I don't think you'll live life alone. And I think that you should look at it as this new amazing exploration into women and into understanding them. And there are lots of courses you could take. I'm not sure where you live, but maybe there's some sex information centers I could hook you up with. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
You love that One Taste, people.
One Taste is a
nice cult.
It's a nice cult. It's they're like orgasmic monks. They masturbate your clitoris if you go in there. They actually, I ran into them at that. Remember, I did that a few weeks ago. I was at that show. I was some business thing. I had my sex selling booth set up, and they were there, and they wanted me to come home again, which is when they masturbate.
Of course, they want you to.
I said I would, and then I canceled. God. I like having my
random clitoris strange massage. Guys.
Yeah, cute guys, though.
Just guys that want to touch clitorises all day.
Yeah, not you. You're not there, but that's fine. Some guys do, and my clitoris would love to be touched all day. Thank you very much.
Freaks.
With 1,000 nerve endings. Not really. Okay. What time is it here? Do I want another email? I'm just trying to think. We should move into the topic.
Okay, cool.
Coup? Oh, wait. Hold on. There is one thing that I have to say here. I'm going to read this one more email. Sorry.
Okay.
I wanted to share a little bit about my life in order to help some of your listeners. I found your show via a friend and have been hooked ever since. Some background. My wife and I are 30 and have been married for 6 years. We both come from families where porn and masturbation is forbidden, so neither of us really understand what makes us happy, and both of us were virgins on our wedding day. I must say that it was great at that time, but looking back over 6 years, it just plain sucked. We've grown so much to understanding each other's bodies that the sex gets better with age. The main reason for writing today is two questions. Number one, do other men have a favorite breast? I have my favorite. It's her left one. She has very ample breasts, but the left one is just a little smaller, and I can cut my hand around it to give pressure at the right time. Number two, one of the things that she's not done is get me to come while giving me head. I understand all the reasons behind it. She does not want it in her mouth or her face, so I will respect that. However, I would like to feel it one day. She's talked about putting a condom on, but the taste of the condom is a big issue. What's the best condom you know that tastes good? So he has two questions. Okay, so I've got an amazing, amazing thing to tell you. Okay, the first question, and my amazing thing is for your second question. Most women have one breast that's larger than the other breast. So that's normal.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I knew that.
Okay, so that's, I don't know. Do you have a favorite breast, Manus, when you're with girls? No, I don't. I don't know, but I know that I have one breast bigger than the other. I couldn't tell you which one it is. That's totally normal. Number two, there is the most amazing thing on the market now called Masque, M-A-S-Q-U-E. It's a product which is like a Listerine strip that masks the taste of semen. So it masks any sexual tastes. It's for men and women. It comes in strawberry, chocolate, mango, and watermelon, 4 flavors. It remains active for 15 minutes and finishes with a cool minty note. The goal of mask is to bring you and your partner closer together inside the bedroom and out. So if you are not performing, if your wife will not perform oral sex on you because she doesn't like the taste, she doesn't like the semen, she can pop a mask strip, M-A-S-Q-U-E, in her mouth and she can give you oral sex till the cows come home. It'll taste like chocolate or strawberry fields or whatever flavor she chooses.
Strawberry fields.
So check that out. A lot of women, we hear that. We hear that women don't perform oral sex after they get married. And I'm just saying that I don't think that that's, you know, I think that that's an important part of sex and that women should figure out a way to want to do it. And maybe a Listerine strip that tastes like chocolate is just like that. Just like that thing. Okay.
I'll give you props for saying that. Women need to figure out a way to like it.
They do. They do. If you don't like it, then you should like it. Okay. So masturbation facts and stats. 95% of men admit to masturbating compared to 89% of women. For married individuals, the rate is 70% for both men and women. We're moving into the sex topic now, which is masturbation, because it's Masturbation Month. For married Christian men, 61% admit to masturbating. Only 13% consider their practice normal. So that shows how religion really impacts how men and women feel about masturbation. Frequency. More than 40% of males and 22% of females admit to masturbating daily. 55% and 48% of women masturbate once a week. This one's funny. The average time a porno film is watched in a hotel room. What do you think it is?
The average time?
How long do you think they actually watch it for when they buy it?
Average time. 20 minutes.
12.
12 minutes.
You come and turn it off, right?
Yeah.
Fast forward to the cum scene. Okay.
Do you know what's funny? I was in Las Vegas one time and I was up late. And Las Vegas, the porn is just like, it's not blocked. You're just flipping through the channels and porn is on.
Love Vegas.
And I was up late working on a project with another one of my coworkers. And another coworker was in the room just watching and flipping through the channels. Flips through the channel and it looks like this chick, you know, like her boobs are bouncing up and down, you know, like she's having sex with somebody. And then it pans down and this chick has a wiener.
Oh,
it
man.
Was so burn.
That is such a bummer. That's in Vegas for free. That's what you get for free.
Yeah. Free porn. Look out, everybody. It might look like a chick, but it's a dude.
Oh, my God. Okay. 53% of women use vibrators when masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly, 70% of men have also used vibrators for solo masturbation, not just for women. Masturbation may be good for you. Studies suggest it may reduce the risk of prostate cancer for men. For women, cervical infections might also be reduced with frequent personal stimulation. Over 2.5 million fleshlights have been sold worldwide. We're going to talk about that. That's for men. Masturbation to sleep for men. More than 41% of people have accidentally been caught masturbating. 22% of women have intentionally been walked in on. And we'll read the rest next week, but I'm going to get into this topic now. Okay.
All right.
Infographic on – okay, I've read that. Other masturbation facts. Americans spend twice as much money on pornography than they do on cookies.
Mm-hmm.
A 1992 Kinsey report established that the average man's speed of emission was 18 kilometers per hour. Strange masturbation. All guys can remember the one kid at school, or maybe they were that kid who did it with a watermelon or heated a piece of bologna in the bologna in the microwave to stimulate a vagina that smelled like lunch meat, but a vagina nonetheless. Did you hear stories like that growing up? Kids who had sex with the watermelon.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it was in the movies.
It was in the movies. I know. Okay. So, tips for men: switch up, change hands. Try different positions, speeds, techniques, and lubricants. A website to check out for everything to do with masturbation is jackinworld.com. There's masturbation cream you can buy. Go to adamandeve.com, use coupon code Emily, and you get 3 porn films for free, 3 adult DVDs. Use coupon code Emily. It's called Wood Wax Masturbation Cream, and it actually moisturizes the skin of your penis as you masturbate. It has a different sensation than lube. So when you're a guy, so don't you feel like when you masturbate, you do it the same way every time?
Of course, because that's what you like. How are you going to change it up?
Well, it might feel good to use a different hand, to use different strokes, to use some lotion, which you probably think is messy. But you can also remove your hips instead of relying on just your hand. There's different textures on the penis. Instead of a hand, try some kind of sleeve. It doesn't have to be a fleshlight. Many men like the feel of silk or rubber. So a fleshlight is this sex toy that you can also buy that you put your penis in, and it's a very popular masturbation scene for men. We also have one called the Tenga. I showed you the Tenga egg review, but we have a review that intern Steve did that we're going to play real quick.
He didn't do it.
His friend did it.
Yeah.
Okay, he didn't do it. Sorry. Sorry, Steve.
He like said that to you a million times before the show started. Just FYI, I have this for you. It's not me.
He produced it.
I produced it. Okay.
It's not him.
All right. He just wanted to make sure that you knew that, and he still said it was him. All right. Do you want to play now?
Don't hate me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see if it's...
When you think of eggs, unless you're trying to conceive, your mind probably doesn't go to penises. But the Tenga egg, a Japanese masturbation sleeve, is here to change all that, as well as how men view sex toys. It's a line of silicone sleeves that come, in petite plastic eggs. There are 6 styles of sleeve, and they differ in their patterns of inner ribbing and the textures you find inside. My friend Chuck had just returned from vacation, so I thought this would be a good time to give him one of these eggs to try out. He's sort of a conservative guy. He's not a sex toy kind of guy, which made me think he'd be a good candidate for a new experience such as this. A week after I gave it to him, we had a talk to see how he felt about his new toy.
Have you ever used a sex toy before?
Not that I know of.
Okay, what does you mean?
Well, anything can happen in the dark.
Anything can happen in the dark. Was Chuck a kinky boy, for lack of a better word?
Am I a kinky boy?
Yeah.
Wait, that's the question?
That's my question.
No, I don't think so.
What are your thoughts on sex toys in general?
I guess there's something that I've always associated with the female body. Mm-hmm. Anytime I've ever thought of using a sex toy for myself, it seems to conjure images of that Adam Sandler song when he talks about asking his girlfriend to shove a shampoo bottle up his ass.
You see that shampoo bottle now? Stick it up my ass. Push it in and out at a medium pace.
As you can see, he was definitely new to this kind of thing. I decided we just needed to get right into the thick of it.
Okay, imagine you're on a beach. A white sandy beach. It's in the 80s. There's a nice ocean breeze. Fahrenheit. Not the decade, no. Present day. But it's a gorgeous day. You can hear steel drums and playing in the distance. You're holding a coconut. And you have to get into this coconut, and once you do, you can't let the coconut water out, because then it's just a mess, and what a waste, and the coconut's not going to be as good without the coconut milk in there. And you start digging at it with a spoon. The meat's really good, but you just can't take too much of it, because you eventually will just hit the rind, and then nobody wants to eat coconut rind, and it'll just break through the bottom of it.
I wondered, though, what specifically could you say about it?
In terms of, sensitivity, it's really nice, I guess, if that's what you're looking for. It was a little louder than I was expecting it to be. There are a lot of noises that come along that you wouldn't maybe expect. That was a little bit alarming. It was pretty good, I guess, but yeah. It might not be meant for men of my... girth, I suppose, because I would say probably on the what was it, 11th or 13th time or so, I busted right through the end of it.
Well, you are only actually supposed to use it once. It's a disposable sleeve.
Well, you left that part out, but
I actually just found out today. So, I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Me too.
So there you have it, folks. The Tenga egg, as reviewed by Chuck, a guy that I live with.
Awesome.
It's
thanks,
funny,
Steve.
Man. So much like Foley work in the background. And,
so much what?
I loved it. Foley work. It means like he did like a lot
music
of
and
music and all that stuff. It was really good.
Wasn't that
yeah,
good?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Okay. So that's actually, he's talking about the Tenga masturbation sleep. Mm-hmm. This is the newest like hype for men now and women is these, well, for men, the masturbation sleep. It's Tenga makes them. There's the Fleshlight. And I'm just saying that there's different things that men can do. You might like the feel of silk or rubber. And so for Masturbation Month, I'm just asking men to do something a little bit different this time. Try to masturbate a little different next time. Use your left hand instead of your right hand. Use a masturbation sleeve. You can buy any of this stuff. You can go to adamandeve.com and use coupon code Emily at checkout. You can also go to Good Vibes and use coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off anything at goodvibes.com. That's what we got for you today. We don't have time to get into female masturbation, but we'll get into
that
tomorrow.
Yeah, save it for tomorrow.
Because Masturbation Month is a whole month.
A whole month of masturbation.
A whole month of masturbation. Jesus. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.